traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
All the twin stuff before never felt right to me. I felt like, oh, this is
Did you know you had
a
twin before she came out on WWE?
No. I was like, this is crazy, Brie. Wow, you look like me.
Like now you see more acrobatic stuff and flips and everything like that. Not me. We catch them, boom, and just
smash
and beat them down.
You're
so
bad.
Like
you're bad.
Yeah.
When's the last time you did something illegal?
Yesterday. It's Vegas.
No, can you use both mics?
I can do it all. I can do it all.
Hey, are you f***ed up right now?
No. Well, you know, I get that.
Caleb, 1 to 10 off W.
Be honest.
So it's six.
So it's six. He's an 8 out of 10.
All right.
Look, let me explain. First off, whatever f***ing angle we're on. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. That's a fact. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. Yeah, it's true. The rumors are true. You heard it correctly. We landed in Vegas today.
Some of us landed in Vegas today.
Some of us landed in Vegas today, except Georgie.
Georgie. Caleb, could
put
you quickly pan to George's spot? Oh, that's right. You're not on the camera.
That's right. You're drunk. Like me. Fuck.
Bro, George missed his flight. Yeah. And it wasn't like a flight that he had to go through TSA to get to. All you had to do was be there at the same time the flight left. It was a jet. He just had to just get on it. Yeah. And he still... I was looking out the window, and as the door was closing, and I saw George just walking out, and he looked so sad.
Did you
bro.
Put your hand on the glass window pane?
I did.
Was it raining?
It wasn't, but the first thing I thought to do was record his sad, sad, sad bearded face.
Do you know that every time I'm with George in the airport and he does get through, he always makes discrimination jokes? Because
always.
He's Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
So what happened this time that he actually didn't get allowed on
He just was too late, bro. The door, you know, there's a whole thing. Once the door is closed, you can't get on. There's no getting on. It doesn't matter how nice of a person is.
He didn't play like...
No.
Like he didn't...
He also didn't try like the nice card. You know that thing like you'll catch more flies with honey than you will with salt? He went in there and he's like, you fucking told me 140!
He said they
lied. It's 140,
He said they lied to him. They lied. He said he went to leave and come back. And they lied to him that the flight had already left. He got duped, bro. He got straight up duped.
I mean, who's just be on time.
Here's why this is problematic, dude. We were all in Puerto Rico not days ago, and we were all feeling good at dinner, having a nice conversation. I said to Mike and George, I go, this podcast means so much to us and me, and I'm so glad I get to do it with my friends. Trust me, guys, this is it. This is like the spine of who we are. We got to stick together, so please, I know I'm traveling. I'm in Puerto Rico now, but please just make it out wherever you are in the world to come try to make the podcast so we can keep this show, beautiful show going.
I think you were sleeping when you were doing that.
I was asleep.
No, not you, George.
Oh.
I don't think he was paying attention.
Obviously not.
He was too high.
I texted him. I go, bro, I gave a speech. Where you at? W-Y-A, dude. Gone. Anyways, we replaced with Chase Hero, ladies and gentlemen.
Not as good looking as George, but we're here.
And
Quinn. Quinn's here. Quinn's ready to talk.
Quinn is the most spoiled dog on the planet. You've been on 6 PJs with him alone, personally, Chase, you.
I have. And he's growing really fast.
Yeah, and oh, look, he's a dog.
I think he's got something to say.
He's ready to be on this show. He's been waiting long enough for his time to shine.
Exactly. Now he has it. Well, look, you guys may have noticed the vibe is a little bit different today. Like I said, it's because we're in Las Vegas. We came here for SummerSlam tomorrow. As you know, the WWE intrigues me. I like it. And we're here to watch a show and then watch the Manny Pacquiao fight after that. But the one issue was we came in on a jet. And anytime we come in on a jet from Puerto Rico, we end up getting fucked up. Fucked up.
Including Quinn.
Including my dog. Are you?
All right, get him out.
Get him out.
Get him the fuck out. Call somebody. Call security. It's Mutt's acting up.
No, look. So I don't know what happens. It's you. I'm gonna be honest, Chase. It's you.
I was gonna say it was you.
Really?
For the longest time, I just stayed in my place in Puerto Rico until you took that key card off the sconce and swiped at the door.
Do you know what? Because you told me
it was there.
Do we want to make this public? Information?
Yeah, I mean, no one's gonna find it. Don't look for my sconce.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Then we just start drinking, and I realize this is a little bit of a hack, you know. I'm not saying do this. Actually, don't do this. But getting a little bit tipsy before you go on a flight?
It's pretty standard operating procedure.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, everybody does.
Oh, okay.
Because either you're scared of flying, you just don't want to be on the flight the whole time. If you ever look closely, the people are down in little nipsies, dude.
Caleb was a little scared of flying.
He ain't scared now. He doesn't even know what planet he's on. It's fucking gone, dude.
Well, in full transparency, we slept the first trip. When we got to Houston and refueled, I may or may not have called Alex and told him to bring some Bloody Marys on the plane.
Yeah, it was a thing. But look, we're holding it together because, again, we're here in Vegas. We're not holding it together, bro. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, Tesla's making android humanoids?
Yeah.
Who's... Come on. Have you seen Ex Machina? They're bound to turn into sex slaves. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. What did it say? The
sex slaves part?
Well, either or. I mean, I'm cool with either. But what did they say the actual reason was for them? It said, like, so you could avoid, like, those daily, monotonous daily tasks.
So I hear hand job when I hear that.
Yeah. Maybe. But, like, also, like, okay, I have an ongoing problem where my closet is a disaster. Is it going to go in and hang my clothes up? Like, what can it do? I didn't study this. I know you probably looked into it, but, like, what do these things do besides fuck?
I did look into it. So I screenshotted the headline, then made a funny tweet that said, what is it? General use equals blow up doll. Bro, come on. What the? We've all seen the movies.
We suck at research, because when that OnlyFans getting shut down thing happened yesterday, it's really not, and I just screenshotted that and posted it and said everybody lost their jobs, but it wasn't. It's not true. They're just taking a stance against certain explicit materials.
Don't wee me, bro. I see android humanoid, I'm like, let's make a fucking blow-up doll joke. I see OnlyFans shutting down, I see this is an opportunity to pounce, especially because we are in the business with someone who could literally change the whole infrastructure.
Who is it?
He's actually
sitting him on the show?
To my right. Yeah.
Hey, Chase.
It's ironic. Hey. It's ironic you're here with us, bro. Because
works out perfectly.
As you guys know, if you saw Chase's episode, he was on Impulsive. He's the founder of Subify. And you came on and you crushed that episode. I really think it was like one of the best episodes.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, and you killed it, bro. And with OnlyFans, officially banning pornography, right? So like super sexually explicit content.
Do you have the readout on exactly what happened? I think they wanted to... Like, they had credit card processing issues because certain content that was going out was unacceptable to processors, correct?
Yeah, I think that it's just the problematic issues that come with that type of traffic, right? So, you know, if you let someone pick what they want to bill someone, right, and how they want to bill someone, you got to deal with the ramifications of that. And I think it was just too big all at once. And again, like I was saying before, a lot of people put their power in one entity and they hope it's all going to be okay. So maybe this isn't the end of everything, but I mean, I feel like this is a straw that shows people that, you know, the world can change in 2 seconds.
Slippery slope.
Absolutely.
I was curious and I didn't know what was going to be the first toothpick to fall. And it looks like our old friend Tyga was the first toothpick to fall. He pulled the plug on his OnlyFans, which, by the way, is one of the higher grossing revenue driving OnlyFans in the sport, if you will.
Wow.
To launch his own competitor, which will remain unnamed on this episode of Impulsive.
Well, I did see that before I walked in here with this weird acid library. Also, like, just do one quick.
Yeah, can we pan around?
We didn't address that we're sitting in some sort of weird, like mystic
inside
lagoon.
Of a club, and you shut that door.
We're,
it's like
we're inside of a goddess's butthole. What? hey! I forgot to do the slate, so I'm gonna do it now. This clip is gonna be weird. Take one.
Hey, also while we're on
we're on it.
I was gonna say thank you to Tao and Marquee.
Okay.
So the weird library we are describing is above Marquee, and you know, shout out to Tao and all the guys at Tao for having us once again. We love you guys. You're like family to us. Every time we're in Vegas or New York or LA, so we appreciate that. What?
Now I feel like an asshole.
No.
Why would you juxtapose me like that?
I didn't mean to. My brain doesn't really.
No, but like I didn't mean that. Like, bro, I was just making jokes. And like now the people who so graciously let us use their facility.
Hold on a second. They know that this is an acid library as well as we do.
Bro, I called
that's
it,
the
I
whole
called
point
it a,
of this.
A mystic butthole lagoon.
Did you call it that?
Yeah, like use those words.
It's like an
maybe
underwater
not next to each
laboratory
other.
Of sorts.
Bro, what's going on?
There's a disco ball. I don't know what this place is, bro, but shout out Tao Group.
I really love Tao Group and John Schwartz, dude.
Noah.
You're the fucking man, bro.
Jason Strauss,
always.
Appreciate you guys.
All those guys are the best.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're talking about Tyga opening his, or saying that he's going to open up his OnlyFans competitor in October. And it's funny because obviously, like, the business part in me said someone is going to capitalize on this. Who's it going to be? And then I go, oh, yeah, my friend literally has one of the best subscription platforms in the world already built out. And, oh, yeah, I'm on it.
Appreciate
and
that.
We're neighbors and we're best friends and we get dinner every night. Yeah. And so, Chase, I'm here to, like, ask you, like, do you have a solution to this for these girls that don't know what to do with their hands now because they can't create and make what they want to make?
Absolutely. Secular banking.
Okay, and by girls, I mean girls and guys.
Well, just any creator who wants to create the way they want. I mean, our vision is just letting people be unfiltered, undisrupted, create the way they want to create, how their fans want to view their content. We don't judge. We don't make assumptions. We just allow them to do what they do. And what we've been preaching about when I was on Impulsive last time was the banking of this is incredibly difficult.
You told me that when we first started having our conversation, you said that was the hardest part. And you actually predicted this with OnlyFans. You predicted it on our podcast. You said, what happens when OnlyFans goes away?
Banking stuff. You know, we're almost $2 billion process. I understand banking better than most people. It's a very arduous place. So, you know, like they put you in very tight parameters. And the biggest problem with these huge conglomerates that put everybody under one shell is when one person's bad, it can bring the whole thing down. And that's what you saw here. And in my opinion, from what I'm looking at, you probably had a bunch of bad apples who were offering content that people were charging back and refunding at high rates, and it caused the whole thing to come down. Because at the end of the day, they have what's called legacy data. So people who rebill every month, right? Mm. And they're not going to put that in jeopardy to lose that processing for it to go away.
I heard one name getting thrown around over and over again. It was Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne.
I was just going to say
that. And listen, this is not me saying it. But you know, we all remember when Bella Thorne launched her OnlyFans. And it was, you know, there was a lot of promise involved that, you know, from what I understand, didn't deliver. And it was a different experience that was offered than what was actually delivered and executed upon. And that resulted in a very large number of chargebacks,
correct.
Which is the key problem when it comes to processing, correct?
Yep, but Bella Thorne, you can come to us. We'd take care of that. Because the idea is like, no, but real talk.
That was like Suge Knight Death
like
Row
that?
Type shit.
Yeah. But the answer is like, same with you. It's like when someone calls for Logan's Club, they reach someone who's talking about Logan's Club, right? The customer service is just Logan's Club. The credit card processing statement is Logan's Club. It's all very secular to him, and that's what makes it able to run. Like Bella would have never had a problem if she had her own platform, because we would have been able to circumnavigate. We'd had some pissed off fans for her not doing her thing.
I think she got in trouble for not managing expectations.
Correct, but it still shouldn't have caused these effects that are everlasting, if you will.
I feel you. All right, so I mean, what's good, bro? There's gonna be a lot of competitors coming out in this space.
Absolutely,
I'm curious, like who's gonna win. Like again, Tyga's got a big name in the space. Does everyone go to his platform? Is it going to be a functioning platform?
I think, yeah, I bet you a lot of people think their platform's going to be functioning until the chargebacks start. You know what I'm saying?
Well, correct. I mean, how many have been around since we started on this endeavor, right? A lot. And how many have kind of like, shh.
Yeah.
Listen, I always say this. I don't look like, but I'm a glorified banker. I just understand the metrics of banking and allowing people to process what they want to process. As long as you're letting the banks know what you're trying to do prior, you're in great shape. And as long as you keep it very secular, like you can't allow 50 people all to do the same thing on one platform. I mean, look at it like this way. If all of you guys had one channel on YouTube and Mike did something, would it affect you?
Oh, it's got to be me.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it's going to be him.
Of course it's going to be you. But you see what I'm saying? Yeah, like, at this level of success, at this level of fame, like, why people aren't like relying on themselves is, for me, is a bit peculiar, you know, like, and I understand it's way easier, like, hey,
it's just a behavioral thing to me. Like, yep. Everyone's used to consuming content for free, which, you know, made sense and makes sense. Yep. And, but you know, 5-10 years from now, maybe it won't make as much sense. Maybe creators will, I don't know, be charging for what they make regularly. You know, again, yep. It's just it's consumer shift, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. Stop right there. We want to tell you about a great product. Our body needs electrolytes, plain and simple. And when we sweat, fast, diet, or just live our everyday lives, we lose them, leading to headaches, muscle cramps, and weakness. We need them replaced. But maybe we don't want a sugary sports drink to do the job, and we're here to tell you about Element, the healthy alternative to sugary electrolyte drinks. Each grab-and-go stick pack replaces essential electrolytes with no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, or any other junk. We know all the popular electrolyte drinks, and they're packed with sugar. This is the version that's actually good for you. They have amazing flavors like citrus, watermelon, orange, and raspberry. So get your free Element sample pack. Element is your go-to electrolyte drink with no sugar, no artificial ingredients, no coloring, or any other junk. As a listener of the Impulsive Podcast, you can get your free Element sample pack. You only cover the cost of shipping. Drinkelement.com/Logan. Back to the program. Bold move, Cotton. Didn't look like it played out too well. Back to the program. For real.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This time.
Agreed. Speaking of shifts,
yeah,
we've got quite the guest today, boys and girls.
Nice.
That was well done.
Here we go.
That was a layup. I can never just dunk it.
We're not fit to like prop. Like, ladies and gentlemen, it's Nikki Bella.
Wow. Wow.
Hi.
Oh, the dog perked right up.
The dog said,
hey.
The dog said, hi.
Oh my gosh, what a cute dog.
I think he thought you were a cheetah. Is that what that is? I'm bad at pets.
He's like, do I got to fight? Well, you know, when you come to Vegas, you pull out
the
leopard, the glitter.
I thought you were going to say thighs.
As all three of us look like
so
terrible.
You guys pulled out
idiots.
The thighs.
Idiots.
I kind of, you know, that's okay.
What do you think of all this?
Vegas?
Just
or just
this
everything?
In particular, like sitting on
like
Impulsive here in Vegas, just hanging out with us.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't have time to make it to the bar because I felt like, oh, I might need a drink or two to come talk to you guys. Just feeling a little bit nervous.
Nah.
Didn't know what I'd be asked.
Jay, she's one of us.
Yeah.
Like, she's one of
you
us.
You literally said the perfect words. This, I just met you, but we're best friends for life.
Oh,
so
love
anything
it.
You need. This tripod is for you.
I mean, do we have a cocktail server? Can we order?
I think we can get one.
We absolutely.
I mean, we're in Vegas, guys.
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
We have people like in bikinis above us, like partying hard.
We're gonna spend so much money after this. Well, we're gonna make so much money.
Is your credit card
after
open?
This.
I mean, should
absolutely.
Okay.
That's Chase's. Chase's as well.
Please,
can
by
we get
all
the
means.
Crystal.
I like where her head's at. Whatever she wants, get her that. Crystal works.
Nikki, look. The last time I saw you, we were in some weird locker room.
Yeah, that's right.
It was nice. It was a nice venue, but
it was
we were in a locker room with like a wall blocked off, and you guys were so receptive.
Aww.
to me, like just being there and being a part of it.
It was, you were amazing. You know what's cool? It's cool when people come into our world and they like embrace it, they make the most of it, and they get lost in it. And like, you went out there and you could just tell you're having so much fun. You kicked so much ass, and like, when people come in like that, you're just like, damn, that's cool. You know what I mean?
But I'm not sure. Like, I was nervous for sure, you know?
Well, I didn't seem like it. You were really cool.
Sometimes
you get a little quiet, huh? That's when you're really nervous.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't make sense, like, in any arena.
Yeah.
Realm.
So, I was curious. And I may have already asked you this when we spoke privately, but I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, have you always had it? Like, how are you so, like, just charismatic and, like,
aww,
fun and likable? Like, how does that happen to someone?
Oh, my gosh. I'm blushing. Well, I mean, I guess. Thank you, Mom and Dad. But I don't know. You know what? This is my thing. I think why I've built a great brand with my sister and I, we're just like, be authentic, be who you are.
Yeah.
And I think you've seen even in your industry or when you meet people, right? It's like you can tell who's fake and phony. And that works maybe if you're just an Instagram model or like you're just not talking. Mm. But I think when you're yourself, I don't know. I don't care to be stupid. I don't care if I'm not perfect. I'm just unapologetically me. And I think it's worked.
Yeah.
Maybe having a twin helps, you know? I've had someone give me shit my whole life, and so
maybe a little bit,
kick my ass a little bit.
Yeah, of course, of course. And I heard you have some, you probably have a lot of like crazy fun stories.
Oh my gosh! From what area of my life?
No, I don't know. Just I, you know, I'm obviously interested in the WWE. Do you have like a story you've never told or a behind the scenes?
Oh gosh, I'm such an open book. I mean, I think that's what happens in your reality star for so long.
Or authenticity.
I mean, I opened up my legs and popped out my baby on TV.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that was. painful. Thank you. He just turned one. Let's see. Gosh.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mateo, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. He's the best.
That's
awesome.
What's that? Go with the story, sorry.
No. When someone asks me a question that's a superlative,
yeah,
you're like, tell me one right now.
What's your favorite movie? And you're like, I don't know.
That's what I just did. Can I be honest with you? Yeah. As a podcast host, I completely lost my train of thought because I'm fucked up. I'm in Vegas, dude.
So bartender, no more drinks.
Nikki, I'm not that fucked up.
Oh, that's good.
Do you think authenticity is the most important trait that and key to success?
I 100% do. And that's in any field you're in. I feel that's where people get the most connected. So if you have a business and you need consumers, I think people are going to buy your product when they know you believe in it and it's real. If you're a wrestler and when you come out of, from Gorilla like you did and you walk down our ramp, when you're authentic to your character, people are going to connect to you. Mm. So you could take that into any business, anywhere you want success. And if you're authentic, that's how you truly just get people connected, whether it's through a TV screen, radio, whatever it may be.
But there's a whole like business acumen that comes capitalizing on that.
Right.
That you guys absolutely nailed. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I wasn't completely like fully versed on your guys' world, as I'm sure you weren't on mine. And that's like the idea, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're here to collaborate and get involved. But the way you guys balance like the digital and traditional is extremely innovative. I don't know how many people are doing it.
Thank you.
So the reality show, do you think started the career takeoff, or was it social media and the WWE first?
I would definitely say, for sure, the reality when it hit more mainstream and like a bigger audience. Because in WWE for so long, we were just the twins, and like Vince in his head was like, do everything identical, talk at the same time, dress identical. Mm. And the reality show, you finally got to see Brie and I as individuals. And I think that's when people got crazy connected.
Oh, yeah. Because
then everyone started to be like, I'm the Nikki, I'm the Brie. And then we were able to bring that to the ring. And then that's when Brie Mode and Fearless Nikki were born. And that just took us to a whole nother level where we could actually start to compete with the men and be compared to them of like, wait, women can actually do this. We can bring in an audience. We can have women show up, buy tickets, sit in the stands, root for us. Mm.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You're literally like, cool. You're paving the way.
Yeah. And a lot of people did it for us, and we just continued it in a new generation. And the girls, I mean, they keep raising the bar.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you feel like you've, or have they came up to you and said, hey, you've inspired me? Have you had that moment where you see what your ripple effect looks like?
Yeah, it's crazy because sometimes I'm like, damn, I'm getting old. Because they'd be like, I watched you when I was young. You inspired me to be a female wrestler. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man, is this good or bad? But no, it's so good. I mean, I've been competing for over 15 years, so I get that. But even when Bianca came up to me at WrestleMania and was like, I watched you and your sister on TV. You inspired me. And she watched us from Total Divas and Total Bellas. And just so many of the women do that. And it's incredible because I think in our industry, and I think with a lot of people when you're in the spotlight, like you want to leave your mark, but Brie and I have always wanted to leave that in a positive and fun way.
Mm.
And so it's cool when you actually get to be alive and see it happen.
You guys are amazing.
The reps were telling us before the WWE guys were saying that you had a little bit of trouble getting in at first.
And
the whole WWE squad looked at you guys as like, you weren't these like big burly individuals, you know, like all the girls that came before you. What was that like? Was that, did that challenge you a lot or?
Big time. So it was hard because Bree and I, they were like, oh, the models. And I was like, model? Like, I was a competitive soccer player for 11 years. I did do modeling on the side to pay the bills, and I was a Hooters girl, but I was not a model. And so when they would refer that to Bree and I was like, I have a very sassy personality, and I'm a hothead at times. And my sister would always be the calm one to calm us down. So at first I was like, dude, if you want to get in a shoot fight, like, I'd kick your ass. Like, that was, like, my first thought, like, of how I was. And then
like,
I was
Nikki,
like,
this is a meeting.
Yeah.
We're in a meeting. Right?
Yeah.
Now.
Right?
This is like, a Wendy's drive-thru.
Just learning a lockup. Like, chill out. But then I just started to realize, like, I get it. If at soccer, a ballerina came onto the field and they told me, hey, you're sweeper and this is going to be your left back, I would have chucked a soccer ball at her and been like, get off the field. So I get it coming into these wrestlers industry. I didn't come from the independents. I wasn't a fan growing up till right before then. And so I understood, like, okay, put yourself in their shoes, get why they're doing this way. So how can you get their respect? So I just showed up early to practice. I was the last one to leave Bree and I both.
Yep.
I let them kick my ass a lot. I did whatever they said. And like within 2 months, Bree and I had the respect, but it was really difficult to get there. And it was difficult throughout the journey and still can be. I think, too, when you get more successful, you just get a full group of haters that you constantly have to deal with. But we just, you say, hey, the more haters we have, the more things that we're doing right. So we know we're on the right path.
Let's go.
The path of hate.
The path of hatred.
Kidding.
The desolation.
It's like the haters ball. Did you guys ever see the haters ball?
The
Charlie Murphy. No.
Oh,
you guys,
I'm 12 years
ball.
Old.
I'm definitely old enough.
See,
I'm on culture.
Anyone, haters ball, Dave Chappelle, Charlie Murphy. Oh my gosh.
All right, well, that's
wait,
it.
Wait, hold on. Now I think
everyone in their 20s here?
I think you're the outlier. Not one person in this room raised their hand.
No, oh my, but we probably okay. should. We probably should know what it
Kristen?
Is.
Kristen?
You guys. So you're lying. It's so entertaining. All I've ever wanted to have is a haters ball. So you pretty much, instead of getting roasted, you just bring in everyone that like hates
and
you.
And you let them beat the
yeah.
shit out of you.
You just let them stand up and talk and you go back at you. Oh my gosh, you guys have to see it.
This is actually
it's
brilliant.
It's
no,
great.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Is it part
I
of
I feel like I could fill a big
yeah.
room. I could fill a big room.
Can
fucking,
we do this?
Can yeah. we use this?
I like this idea.
It's good, right?
You just set something in these boys' heads that is actually going to not. It's going to
form.
You
guys will be obsessed.
We
I'm
could throw
obsessed.
Bro, we could throw a Jake Paul hater ball.
Yeah.
And it could take up the entire state of Nevada.
Oh, I agree. It'd be amazing.
I feel like I could fill maybe like a city hall.
The funny thing.
Or two.
The funny thing about it is by they'd all get there, and then the thing you figure out about your haters is as soon as you run into them in real life, they're actually huge fans.
They're just
of yours.
People. They're just
people. Oh, but they also love
out.
You. They want to hang out. They want to party. They just like to talk
We're
shit.
We're all just having a good time.
Yeah. I totally feel like the hate is because they want your attention. It's just like the
Correct.
Bully at school. It's because they have a crush on you or they wish they were you. When people hate on you, it's something great that you do that makes them see that something in themselves that they don't have that.
Projection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, totally.
Like, screw her. She has that guy. I hate her. Or, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I do.
Like that. Yeah.
The mirror effect, as they say.
Yeah.
100%.
When they look in the mirror each day.
Totally.
They don't see themselves. They see what they would want to be.
Exactly.
It's a crazy thing.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
hell. What are you, some kind of prophet?
I just got so enlightened.
It's the blonde hair.
I'm rating it off her right now. She's set this whole tone
yeah.
right here.
Can we hang out all weekend? That was
Please.
Good.
He's taken.
Oh,
me
too. But you know, you need that someone you
by
know with you.
Me.
The positive.
I also just recently had my son too.
Oh, you did? How
I've,
old?
He's also just turned one, July 4th.
Oh my gosh.
I have three daughters too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I wanted to be a dad.
No.
Still
I love
debating if I'm
a
good one or not, but we're getting there.
I'm sure you are. As long
no,
as
no,
you
no.
love him hard. Oh, he's. Is
yeah, he
good?
No, 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 no.
Oh,
you don't.
Listen, we're friends
oh,
now.
We could talk about kids all
Listen,
day.
Listen, we don't need the camera over there. You can just pan it right here.
We're good friends.
Hey, we interrupt this program to bring you an important informational message from Blue Chew, the company that makes your dick rock solid. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew's making waves and making dicks even harder, bringing confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help you get stronger, longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections. To combat all forms of ED, Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive the prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. And if you could benefit from a little extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code LOGAN at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOGAN. Receive your first month free. Thank you, BlueChew.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Back to the podcast.
Speaking of good friends, are you always good friends with your sister who happens to be named after my favorite cheese?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Or do you guys like disagree sometimes, get in fights and competitiveness and all that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that for sure happens. But we are like ultimate best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when we argue, we can be best friends in like 2 minutes. So when we try and do that with our husbands, it just, they're like, look, that's not the same relationship. Like, I'll be bothered for a day or two. But my sister and I, like, we love life together. And not in the creepy twin way. Like, we love drinking wine together. We like the same type of dinners and fashion. You know what I mean? Like, best friends.
Like, you actually are very, very, like, if you get punched in the arm, she won't feel it, or she will.
There is weird stuff. Like, okay, so, like, growing up, like, if I had a sprained ankle, like, literally 2 weeks later, Bree would sprain her ankle. Or, like,
imagine if she sprained it at the same time. That's
exact
more
same time.
So
she's in bed.
We haven't had that weird kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, listen, and it hasn't stopped since you were kids. You guys got pregnant together.
Okay, yeah, and that was, like,
the day before she had a kid.
Right, and that was not on purpose.
Right.
As you know, like, people are like, is it on purpose? Like, it's that easy. It's not that easy.
I wish it was that easy.
Right, it's not that easy. And she was supposed to have her baby before me, a week and a half before me. Right. And then I had mine 22 hours before her. So, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, that was a photo finish.
Yeah.
With the baby, dude.
I was so
what
happy.
The fuck?
I got the first grandson.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your mom, she favors you probably?
No, because Bree's like a miracle baby in her eyes. Mm. So Bree will always be your favorite.
How is that possible, especially because you're twins?
That's how I've always felt my whole life.
Oh,
probably why I've been in therapy a lot.
We're getting into some drama. we're getting dark.
Yeah.
Fire.
It's because I came out kicking ass in the world, and Brie almost didn't make it. So,
okay.
You know,
I
she
see.
Gets that favor, you know, the favoritism from mom. It's okay.
Interesting.
But my mom and I are like best friends, so.
Yeah, I always thought that was so weird. Like, I don't know. You guys really stuck together. Like,
yeah, we did.
Is she here?
No, she was here. This is why I'm not so mad at her. So she was here yesterday, and she went home this morning. And I was like,
why would she do something like that?
Right? So my brother's coming in tomorrow, so I was like, fly with him.
Isn't it Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully she didn't.
It seems like you don't leave a Vegas on Friday.
Yeah.
Leave Vegas on Friday.
Yeah. I tried.
When we landed this morning, I saw the people that leave Vegas on Friday, and they were not the kind of people you want to be hanging out with.
No.
They were no offense to your sister, but they were like, they looked like they just left a tech conference.
Oh, gosh.
They had
probably
tucked in polo shirts.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You got any Bitcoin?
I don't have Bitcoin.
Oh. What about Ethereum?
I'm kind of bummed about it.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Oh, something to get it.
Something to think about.
So my fiance, he years ago was going to do a dance gig and they're going to pay him in Bitcoin. And he was like, no, like I want to be paid in cash.
Oh, no.
He regrets that every day.
No.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Does he regret not buying CryptoPunks?
I haven't even heard of it.
Don't worry.
Is that bad?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Does that like date me?
No. It's brand new. I just think the space is so exciting, and you definitely pioneered one industry
right.
as a powerful woman, and you know, I think the space is in the middle of a breakthrough right now. Maybe it's an opportunity to enter. I don't know.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but I have to say, I don't get it. I don't get Bitcoin. Like, I don't get how it works.
I feel you. I was there a year ago.
I'm confused.
Now it's like, I'm in.
Ready for this?
Can you buy stuff with Bitcoin?
Yeah, I'll explain it to you in one word.
Okay.
This, everybody gets it right after this. Blockchain.
Blockchain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how he has Mike as our spokesperson. I think we all went back 10 years right there.
A lot of the people are changing their like sayings now. It's just like, remember like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yeah.
Now it's just like what happens on the blockchain.
Yeah. I'm still lost.
Literally stays in the blockchain.
I actually might be more lost on the blockchain.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I wanted to ask you about something that you have done a lot of, and you mentioned practice.
Oh God. Is it appropriate?
Where's this going? Guys.
Well, I've done a lot of things, so I don't know.
I feel like she should lead this narrative right now. I'm curious. Now I'm curious. Now I'm
like
curious.
I feel like you've done a lot of. Go ahead.
You dirty.
So what happens in Vegas or said in Vegas stays in Vegas? No, I'm just kidding.
Unless
so
it's on the number one
right,
podcast
exactly.
in the world, then people will see it.
Oh shoot. Okay. So what were you gonna say?
You mentioned practice.
Yeah.
Now, I've always been curious. What does it actually look like? Like, how hard really is your job?
Super hard. It's, well, you know what it is? Like, I mean, you box. When boxing, when you start training for that, it's not easy, right? And I think, you know, what we do, not only do we have to do something athletic, but we have to entertain. And not only do we have to entertain a live crowd, we have to entertain millions of viewers in TV land. And you...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You have 3 cameras pointing at you that wherever there's a red light, that's when you're live on TV and that's the angle they're getting. And you have to play to the people in TV.
There's a lot going on already.
Exactly.
I already have a headache.
So imagine getting, you know, telling a story in the ring with wrestling and then also getting the live crowd involved and worrying about TV.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. It's really hard.
Without a lot of practice.
Right.
You're not going to nail it.
You know, that's why, you know. People mess up and they come and go.
But physically, so like I had a show once called Logan Paul Versus. I would basically put myself up against a bunch of different challenges, see how I did. One of them I did Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how difficult and hard on my body all of it was.
The jumping.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're like, I mean, Lucha Libre, that's like.
No, but I didn't go crazy, obviously.
Yeah.
You know?
Just to keep up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard.
Barely, by the way.
I mean, you're slamming your body on a mat. You're jumping off ropes. You're doing moves. You're screaming. You're yelling.
Have you ever had to fight through some brutal Gnarly injury?
Shit. Yeah. Like, I had a neck injury, and I had to fight through that for a while. But I didn't even know my neck was injured. I just thought I was, like, overtired. But I'm like, this feels weird, not normal.
The way she said it, she's like, I feel fine. I just haven't slept in a while.
Pretty much.
Her head is horizontal.
That's pretty much how it was. You just keep going. But, I mean, you get that adrenaline rush. And so.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
No, I've heard you can, like in that ring, you get that adrenaline rush. You can pretty much survive anything.
Anything. You don't feel anything. So you come back and you're like, oh, maybe my nose is shattered. I don't know.
Wow. I want a shattered nose. Yo, fucking someone shatter my nose.
No, that doesn't happen all
it.
The time,
say,
by the way.
You do it.
That is just that's been projected to the atmosphere right now. And now
I'm going
to
get punched in the fucking face in Vegas tonight.
I was just going to say.
Oh, please.
Some sucker's going to walk
It's going to be Mike. What do you mean?
No,
is Eddie here?
Oh, gosh.
That would never happen.
He's going to go.
Oh, Eddie would.
Is Eddie here?
Eddie would definitely. Eddie
would your brother?
No, bro. This is what's going to happen. I guarantee it. Someone's going to walk up to me tonight and go, hey, Jake Paul. And
clock. He's going to be too drunk to react.
Like, punch me right in the face.
Oh, gosh.
Do you?
Hopefully not.
Okay, so injuries.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're with her, so we're good. She's with us all weekend. She said that.
Bodyguard.
Okay. So we're now good.
Oh, sick.
You didn't put that together?
From afar.
I was confused. I thought that
No, that's all how, of us. Let's okay. do it. That's it. We're a team.
I see.
Hangover part five. I don't know which.
That's us.
On. Okay.
That's it. Would be part. I think four.
One of our babies.
So you had your head partially detached at one point during a fight, which is insane, and I don't know how you fought through that. But do you like? First of all, I guess like, how has life changed since you had Mateo? And do you think twice before you like? Off the top rope, like, does it ever like go through your mind like, shit, I gotta fucking give this kid a Dunkaroos tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so that's why I'm retired, because, and I think one day maybe I'll make it back in the ring, but since Mateo, it's like I kind of do think twice about things, because I'm like, oh, actually I want to play with him till, you know, the end of time, and I don't want to have to just be the parent that sits on the park bench watching their kid play. And so it's weird because I never believed people when they said everything changes when you have a kid, but like everything changes. Like everything that you thought you cared about or you did care about, you just don't care about anymore. Like I can't believe all the things that I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. But like when it comes to him, like that's my world, my everything.
You've told me that same exact thing.
Absolutely. Yeah,
a lot of people have been telling
everybody
me this
says
thing.
That.
You know,
Jeff,
I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah. It's, well, it's the truth.
It's truth. It's crazy.
Creation is amazing. You ever created something amazing in your life, right?
No.
Crypto
Zoo.
Besides Crypto Zoo coming September 1st. Yeah. No.
But you see, when you start creating something, you get to watch that creation turn into something. It's something spectacular. Let me tell you about.
Okay, so is it true that when your kid gets older, you like him less?
I think I'm gonna like mine like too much. I feel like I'm gonna have to like. Tell myself like don't be the mom where like his maybe wife or someone's gonna hate you because they're gonna be like, oh, your mom's always around, because I feel like I want to be around him for like the rest of
helicopter mom?
Oh
parent,
I'm gonna
yeah.
for sure be a helicopter parent.
Do spins? It's a dumb joke. It's a dumb joke.
He's like, projecting because he has the spins.
They're like a helicopter.
Oh gosh, yeah.
They do spins.
Well, if you feel something, just go that way.
The blade spins.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, helicopter. I just got it. Yeah. Sorry, that went over my head, but now.
No. Whoa!
Oh! That was a good one.
There we go.
See, that was good.
That made it all
me.
So whoa. Much better.
You saved me. You made a shitty moment great.
Yes.
You are
Nikki Bella.
Sharp
this
as a
is why they pay you the big bucks.
That's right.
She's for sure.
WWE superstar.
That's right.
Nikki Bella.
Do I get a glass of champagne?
What just happened? Is that... Why did you just say
no,
that?
I don't know.
Oh.
No, that wasn't the ending.
People started like clapping and shit. You like gave her like an out.
No, that wasn't the ending.
That was another big thing that you've created was a book.
Yeah.
Incomparable.
Yeah.
Incomparable. Incomparable.
Incomparable. Or incomparable. You
well,
can
how
say
do
it
you
either
fucking
way.
Say it? I've always
incomparable.
Wondered. Incomparable.
She's like, I wrote it. Now it's called
So
incomparable.
This is funny. But you put it out on Cinco de Mayo,
mm-hmm.
2020.
That's right.
Which ironically was the same day that I put my book out.
No.
Yeah. And I put my book out and we went WWE head for head for a while on Amazon. But you smoked it. You crushed it. You got New York Times.
Yeah.
What was that like? What was the book process like for you? And like, do you see a second one? And like, you guys crushed it with that book.
Oh, thank you. It was an amazing process. It was definitely difficult because I told stories that I had never told before. And I felt like I opened up my soul and I just let it out. Like there are no skeletons in my closet. Like I just put it all out there. But I felt like it was really important too, because I feel like sometimes people look at, you know, people in the limelight and they think maybe they had it easy or they just don't relate to them in certain ways. And I just felt like certain stories were really important to tell. And just to know, like, anyone can be what they want to be. Because that was, like, when Bree and I were writing the memoir, we didn't want to, like, do a poor me story. We wanted to do a story of, like, how you survive and not become a victim, but how you learn something. And so it took us, like, two and a half years to write. There was a lot of tears, a lot of laughs, and then super scared putting it out, but now it's out and we definitely want to write another one more that's business driven because we've learned a lot being entrepreneurs. But yeah,
that
great.
Was that yeah the process is wild. I was just gonna ask you, like, because you talked a lot about what other people get out of it when you open up all the way, but did mm-hmm. you find the process to be cathartic and like therapeutic for you as well, to go through all those stories and be able to finally process them and understand what certain things meant to you that at the time before writing it were just stories?
Totally. It's crazy. Like I mean, I don't know if you felt the same too, but like even like, didn't you learn more about yourself?
100%.
Right. And I felt like there were even things that I thought maybe I let go of and I didn't, but writing it and getting it out there, I was like, I kind of felt relief, but I learned. And then I knew like how I handled certain things. I never wanted to do that again. And just hearing it out loud, I was like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. Cause I knew I had to be embarrassed at times, like especially when I talked about past relationships. Yeah. I was going to make it like I was the perfect person. I mean, there were times like I felt like I could have been batshit crazy, or I'm sure some exes are like, yeah. I mean, it's weird how people can either make you better or worse. And I wanted all those stories out there. Just, I don't know. But yeah, I learned a lot about myself.
That's so cool. It's yeah. It's like the ultimate self-reflecting.
It really is.
Oh, my God. You just do a deep dive into your own soul.
For years, bro.
Oh, yeah. My God. It sounds so therapeutic.
It really is.
I'm going to write a book.
You should.
Today.
Drunk.
It will be done.
Yeah. It's going to be a picture book about donkeys.
It will be a 5-page donkey picture book.
Color by numbers. Let's go.
Yeah.
What, Catman? Wait, Dylan, I got to give him one opportunity. Would you like to ask one question? All right, let me be transparent about Dylan, our producer.
Yeah.
He's a massive WWE.
What's up? Move over. Let me sit next to
you.
Why do you talk like this? Every time you talk on the show.
Hey, don't break up. Dylan.
Hi, Nikki. What's
Hi.
Up?
Oh, nothing much. So you like WWE?
I'm a big WWE guy.
Oh, nice.
Big WWE guy.
For how
guy.
Long?
Since day one. I got a picture with The Rock, 2001, backstage,
oh my gosh.
SmackDown. It's amazing.
That's so cool.
And, you know, I would practice the eyebrow in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. Look at
Oh, so you got
well,
it.
Well, I
you
could
got
do
it.
One side.
Yeah.
I can't do the other.
Well, I mean, on the spot, I wasn't thinking about a question, but here's one. At what moment in your career being a WWE superstar did you realize, okay, you know what? I got this.
Like the champion? Like I got
no,
this?
No,
like
internally,
I'm
maybe
oh.
you're like having a little trepidation about being in the ring, being a new star, and then there's this event. Maybe you won a big match, or maybe you got support from another superstar, and you were like, you know what? I feel at home now.
Ooh. That's a really good question.
That's a
good
question.
Oh, I'm being touched.
Wow. I mean, I felt like when Brie and I first debuted and like when the twins part had debuted, because, you know, for a while there was no social media and stuff. So we tricked the world that there was just one girl.
Oh,
and when we both appeared, that's when like it felt at home. But then when I became Fearless Nikki, that's when I really was like, this is who I'm meant to be. Mm. This is my superhero cape. This is like who I am. And there were a lot of people who came into my life at that time that really helped me find that. And I knew that's when this is right. All the twin stuff before never felt right to me. I felt like, oh, this is
Did you know you had
a
twin before she came out on WWE?
No, I was like, this is crazy, Brie. Wow, you look like me.
You are me, just cheese.
This was like, what's that movie? Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Of course you know
I was
that
like out. Having a Freaky Friday.
Oh, that's
Friday
so
Night SmackDown.
But you know, now we're sitting here at WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hall
my
of
God,
Famer,
that's right.
Guys.
Yeah, congrats on that. That's awesome.
I'm a cougar compared to all of you, so.
Listen, I'm older than I look. I'm aging. I'm prehistoric.
How old?
I'm 48.
36.
36. Okay, yeah, we're close, so I feel good.
But okay, before we let you go, Logan is, you know, getting involved with the WWE now more and more. So what would be your advice to him stepping in the ring, dealing with the locker room, the whole nine?
Oh, gosh. I guess just be you. You're a cool guy. Just be you and the fun you. I think people will be really drawn to that. But also shock the guys. Like, do things on the mic. Say things personal that they don't expect. Even when you fight, yeah, see? People will love it. That's the reaction.
I'm really good at that.
Okay, good.
This sounds like something I'd be good at. All right, Nikki, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're a sweetheart.
Oh,
thank
you guys. You're so sweet.
We're two for two with
thank
positive interactions.
So
yay.
So great.
Awesome.
Our friendship will continue to the next level.
Perfect.
All right, awesome. Nikki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can watch Nikki coming up on SummerSlam tomorrow. Yeah, just throwing an extra, you know, promo out there for the WWE. Got you guys.
Yeah.
We're going it.
Hey, thanks so much to Chase Hero from Subify for coming on the show. But for this segment, we wanted to bring on a wrestling expert, a historian, if you will, straight from the Hall of Fame, Wrestling Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. It's Dylan Landon.
Oh my God. You know, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Normally, I already can't take it.
Yeah, just take it easy. I'm serious. Like, imagine you did one last line of cocaine before you
There's
came
zero narcotics but involved.
Your hair
this.
Would say otherwise, fam.
Dude, why is it like that?
It's splitting off.
Why is it split off?
Into a Y.
It's the vibe. It's
did
the vibe.
You just stick a fork in an electrical outlet?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
No, so it's not kids. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's Dylan Landon, ladies and gentlemen. Our producer.
AKA Tony Montana.
You know, I've asked to come on the show before, and usually the response is no.
Yeah, we got forced into it today by the WWE.
Our WWE
She
rep.
Said, listen, if you don't get...
Can we say it? It's Kristen. You guys can hear a lot about Kristen. She's great. Well, Kristen said... Dylan knows more about WWE than
both of you
than
combined.
You
you're it. You're morons.
Maybe he should sit in. I said, it's your show, Kristen, whatever you want. And I'm drunk, so guys, we got Bobby Lashley
Holy
in the house.
Shit.
Let's go. The current WWE champion.
Come on in, Bobby.
Let's go.
That's right. Go. The almighty Bobby Lashley.
What's up, man?
Damn. Real deal right here.
Look at that
this
belt.
This is serious.
Damn.
This is the almighty, the top of the food chain. Yeah. This is the guy. Yeah. So, Bobby, just
so
make
that
sure
I did know. That I did know.
Dylan, maybe give him a little space.
Well, it's well,
I like him.
Just an inch or two, man.
Listen, man, how are you?
Fantastic.
It's good to see you, dude.
Good to be seen.
Yeah, it is, like isn't it?
Like it that. Is.
Imagine if it wasn't. That'd be shitty. Well, thanks for coming on Impulsive, man. I don't know how much you know about us, but we're a group of hooligans who like having conversations around the table.
I know quite a bit. I've been keeping up with you and your brother, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In the fight world, so... I know a lot about you guys.
Okay.
I keep up.
Cool. Well, it's an honor, man. I noticed how muscular you are. Ever since birth, have you just been expanding?
Man, I was one of those kids that just worked out all the time. I started out young. I wrestled through high school, through college, at the training center for a while, and then I just kept going. And it opened up so many doors for me, so I just kept doing it. So
yeah, evidently.
That's my story.
Succinctly.
He goes, that's my story.
That's it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for watching Impulsive.
Where was that, by the way? What area?
When I wrestled?
No, when you were, growing up.
My dad was in the Army, so we were all over the place.
Moving around.
Lived in Germany for a little while. Went to, ended up in Kansas, unfortunately.
Does that seem like a place to be?
No.
Were you in Topeka?
And I was 45 minutes away from it, Junction City, Kansas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then I went to college in Missouri, and then from there just traveled around and ended up in Colorado Springs because of the training center. Wrestled there for a while, and then WWE found me.
This is, like, kind of deep, and I'm just going to, like, go right into it. Like, did your environment make you tough and make you work hard and make you and want to be as the best you possibly could? Or were you like that and your environment maybe amplified it? Was it inherent in you?
I think it was more like my dad and just kind of the work ethic that he saw. He was a drill sergeant.
Mm.
So when we were going around, my dad was one of those guys that were really regimented all the way through. And then all the coaches that I had, when I had coaches come to me, because my parents split up when I was young. So I had different coaches that were kind of my mentors and my idols, and they always used to just push me and push me. So I was just kind of a product of a lot of people kind of like trying to drive me towards getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So I just kept going with it.
Well, look, bro. That like really reigns true with your career path in the WWE, especially like this is the second run and you're doing great.
Yeah.
Like the best, even some would say.
Right now. I mean, everything's been going good. We had the Hurt Business start up a little while ago. I picked that up when I was fighting one of my boxing coaches. He had the Hurt Business. So we brought it to WWE and then we ran with it and everybody loved it. During the pandemic, we were just killing people. Mm. We were coming out with suits on and pulling the suits off and just going to fight. And it looked cool. So we just kept running with it.
So like, what was that initial conversation with MVP coming on as sort of like your manager? Were you resistant to having a personality by your side or you went full force?
Nah, man. You know, when I first came on, there was a role that I wanted to do. I wanted to do a role. I was like,
they give me a hard
nice
time.
Shot,
thanks,
great
guys.
Question. Honestly,
thanks, guys.
Great
I appreciate
question.
That. Thanks,
good
guys.
Question.
I thought I'm gonna be honest. I thought you froze for the first 5 minutes.
Well,
I was like, this.
Let me be me. No, I don't want to upset everybody.
No, that was good. That was a good question.
question. Also, I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
Yeah, that MVP thing. Man, originally, there was a character that I wanted to do. It was a mix between The Rock and the Players, a Suge Knight character, and the Don King. Like, wrapped them all into one. And that's what I wanted to do, but I think it was a better character for MVP. So when I put it to him, we just kind of linked up, and I was like, I'll be your dude at first, and then we can pick up other people. And that's how we started the Hurt Business.
100%. Your career, I mean, you've had a successful career, but I think that sort of took you to even a bigger place, and obviously becoming champion is...
Yeah, it got fun.
Yeah.
And I think when people see it, and they see this energy that we have, they like it, and they believe it, and they buy in.
The Uber driver on the way over was like, yo, that's my guy, and he's like loving what you guys are doing right now.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
What's it like being the champ? Is there any good? Is there any bad parts about being the champ?
No, I mean, you got to get busy. You get busy, but you got to expect that. You know, a lot more interviews, a lot more press leading up to some of the shows. So they require a little bit more from you, and then you got to stay and watch. You got to help other people out and stuff like that. But it's not something that we haven't done anyway.
What are like the implications of being the champ? Like you could still drink alcohol.
Why does it
this man has
bad
not had a sip of alcohol in 35 years since birth.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
You're 35 years old?
I'm a little bit older.
Yeah. I was being nice.
Oh. Well, you look 35.
Exactly.
You look
35. He looks like 32.
Damn, I was about to make a mic joke. Yeah. He's our in-house old guy.
How you guys doing? How you doing?
How old are you?
36.
36.
Yeah.
See, and you look younger than him.
Yeah, probably.
I'm a little bit older.
Yeah.
A little bit older.
The years haven't, you know.
A lot older.
They just keep.
But for real though, I say it facetiously, but like, are you on a healthy diet and lifestyle?
Yeah, yeah. WWE is real strict with us, and they keep us. They make sure that we're healthy. You know, back in the days, a lot of people had passed away for all kinds of craziness that was going on in the business, and it was a little wilder. Now, I mean, they're giving us like. Our EK, we're going through testing all the time.
Good.
All kinds of testing to make sure that we're in great shape.
Good. Health technology is probably one of the greatest advancements of the 21st century.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, for me, being an older athlete, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, man.
You take ibuprofen?
Nah.
You just go
all natural?
Mike just had a shot of testosterone this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, I got a shot of testosterone in the ass. Yesterday.
For?
I went to the doctor and he was like, hey man,
you're you a
wanna,
pussy.
Nah, he goes. Yeah, basically. He's like, you want a shot of testosterone in your ass? And I was like, what are the side effects? He's like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, I don't care. And just fucking jammed the needle into my fucking ass. I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. And I woke up this morning at like 7 a.m. and I usually wake up and I like slodge around for a while and I usually wake up at like 9. I woke up at 7 today and I was like, I have to get to the fucking gym. And went straight to the fucking gym, dude.
Your balls were hanging low today, King.
Literally, bro.
Let's go.
Honestly, a lot of people in the locker room probably saw you and they were like, yo, this man is gigantic. My career is over. I hate this guy. What kind of animosity were you feeling from the locker room, like at the jump?
You know what I do? I usually just have the guys work out with me. Everybody knows kind of how I am. So a lot of the guys have actually been in the gym and worked out with me and then they see.
Right.
Like, man, Bobby's kind of an animal. That's just me. It's something that I've done. Everybody has their own thing. Mine has always been the gym. So I've been doing it forever. I just turned 45.
Hey,
let's go.
There
God
it
bless.
Is.
God
go. Bless.
Wow. I'll let the age right. out.
Wow. You look great. That, you look great.
You can't do that any other way. And that's what I always tell people. You can't do it any other way. If you cheat, you're going to see it. Like, I'm the type of person, I still fight. I still train. I thought we were going to talk about boxing. I was hoping to talk about boxing.
Let's talk about boxing.
Are you guys going to fight next? That could be a good fight. WWE champion versus Logan Paul in boxing.
Bro, he's twice my size.
Oh, man.
How would that go down? How would that go down if y'all met in the middle of the ring?
Bro, I don't want any problems. What the fuck? That's dude, my bro is the problem child. I'm an NFT collector right now. I'll be back when boxing when the time's right.
But it would be a big, big matchup.
It'd be crazy.
Oh, really? Great matchup. You
know, I'll put the title on the line.
Ooh!
Well, Logan was champ once, too. Shannon Briggs said he was champ.
Yo. Let's go, champ.
Multiple times. Actually said it incessantly over and over again.
You a boxing fan?
I am. I think you even trained with one of my trainers before. Fareed Samad, he trains out here over at Floyd Gym.
Oh, okay.
He worked out with you or your brother one time before, and he was telling me, because I work out with him all the time, he was like, no, those guys are legit.
100%.
So he gave, and he's one of those guys that, you know, kind of old school boxing, where they don't give anybody any credit.
Oh, okay.
Unless they deserve it. So he gave you and your brother credit. So
cool.
That was huge for me.
That's cool. Yeah, I think Jake's gonna finally receive the world's praise and credit, if you will, after his fight coming up on August 29th against Woodley.
How do you feel about that?
I'm chilling. I think he's chilling too. I think he's gonna fuck Woodley up. He's just very good, and moreover, and probably really? Most importantly, smart. Like you think, big dumb loudmouth Jake Paul, isn't intelligent in the boxing ring, but like it's all an act. Like he knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh,
and,
I know.
And it's the same in the ring. Like he's smart. I watch him box, and he's playing chess with his fists. You know?
He's good.
So I think thank you. Bro.
What do you think? What do you think? Because you made a face when he said it. Do you have any thoughts on Woodley?
No, I mean I know Tyron and I've known him from fighting and through wrestling and everything like that. I know he's tough, but there's some factors there both ways. You know, I'm not going to take anything away from him because he was the UFC champ for a while, but his style and your brother's style, it's a very interesting style. Your brother's very long.
Yeah.
Tyron had that big right hand. Everybody knows it's coming. Is he just going to piece it together? And a lot of times that right hand works a little bit better when you can take people down also.
Yep.
So I don't know how it's going to work. I haven't seen Tyron in just a boxing match. So him in just in a boxing match, it's going to be interesting.
Wait, is that this Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, this comes out Tuesday.
Yeah. That's true. It's a Sunday.
Oh
but
my God.
Tyron can strike, right? He can strike.
He's very technical. I saw him way back when. I trained with him a little bit back when, and he's very technical. But it's one thing to be technical and hitting mitts and hitting the bag than having a fight. And I haven't seen him really go in a boxing fight. Mm. You know, MMA fights are always different. You can have good hands in MMA, but if you still have the element of a takedown, that kind of keeps your offense a little sharper because you can always fake down and come over the top. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a good fight.
What if he takes him down? What if he just takes it to the ground game, dude? I bet nobody's expecting that shit, bro.
That was my plan C with Floyd. I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
I was literally gonna, if he was beating the fuck out of me, I was gonna tackle him.
I'm waiting for one of these YouTube-centric fights to turn into like chaos and for something fucked up to happen. So like a chair to get.
Someone's got to pull a Khabib and jump the ring into someone else's face.
Wasn't there one? There was some kind of brawl.
Blueface.
Yeah.
Oh, that was kind of cool.
Kind of counts, I guess.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
He ain't exactly a YouTuber. I mean, like on one of the big fights.
Man, but they
saying?
Need to let one of the wrestlers get into this. Everybody's beefing, well, running across
your
the board.
Logan Paul promotion.
I want a part of it.
There you go.
If it's not one of you guys, let me. I box.
Well, so I was gonna ask
I
about
box,
that.
Yeah.
Why, bro? You're obviously like a machine. You're disciplined.
I'll fight somebody.
Let's go. Oh,
right now?
Find somebody for
Don't
me.
Don't kick it up.
I'm in.
Right now?
Please leave me alone. Champion
yes.
on the line.
Yeah, I'll fight somebody now.
Bro, why don't you fight Myles Garrett?
Myles Garrett.
From the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, he's on the Cleveland.
He said he would work Logan.
He just called me out.
Yeah.
He just called me out.
He's a big man.
Why don't you fuck him up for me?
How big is he?
He's big.
He's your size.
Your promotion.
Let's do it. Book it, Logan.
I'm not gonna fucking fight Myles Garrett.
No, but call him. No, call him out for the champ right now. Look in the camera and say something to Myles Garrett.
Me?
Yeah, I don't know, or somebody, maybe Dylan even.
You know what? I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's going down this fall.
Yo, fuck Myles Garrett, bro. I ain't saying shit about fuck you, bro.
What about
Lashley's got a big fight this weekend, which at this point
with Bryce Hall.
Yeah, that'd be sick too. But Goldberg, Bobby Lashley, which some people would call a dream match.
It could be. It is. I think so. I mean, Goldberg is an icon. You know, everybody knows Goldberg, shaking the ropes, jackhammer, spear. They know Goldberg. So
when you saw him back in his early run with WCW, but when he first came over to WWE, were you saying, "Wow, I could do something like that"?
No, because I wasn't looking at it that way.
Right.
I was an amateur wrestler. I was just focused on that and trying to make it to the Olympics. So I never really looked at being a professional wrestler when he was going through. I liked what he was doing. I watched him and Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle was the one that got me into it.
Oh, nice.
So I was watching some of these guys going up, but I never thought that I was going to be one. My circumstances kind of led me there afterwards.
Head down, dude. It's the grind.
Yeah.
Are you optimist?
Completely.
You manifest?
Always.
What kind of cereal do you eat?
None.
Should we do diet? Like, what's your daily diet? We got some burgers coming for you right now.
Burgers, yeah. In the morning, I'm very basic. In the morning, oatmeal, blueberries.
When's the last bowl of cereal you ate?
Or just like, what's your favorite? If you had to eat one bowl of cereal for the rest of your life.
Damn.
Yeah.
We got Fruity Pebbles.
It's like they locked you and Miles Garrett up in a closet, and you just had to eat one bowl of cereal to stay alive for the rest of it.
I got on Cinnamon Life there for
That bangs. Yo,
top Cinnamon Life,
top three.
Smacks.
Top three for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cinnamon Life, yo.
That's what every time 100%. I pass it, I go underrated. No,
it's
people
always,
don't know. People.
It's
because it's life, it's deceiving.
It is. It's just plain.
Cinnamon Life is
the way the milk soaks up in the squares. Like,
brilliant.
Solid. Density, it gets
I got
dense.
Hyped up about
sounds
that,
like it could
saying?
Be like maybe 10% as good as Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
it's
which
better.
Is obviously
it's
the
better
most
than Cinnamon Toast
that's
Crunch.
Funny
no,
it's now you can leave
no I can
don't
do,
you
can
ever
do
defame
right
fucking
now.
Cinnamon Toast just
Fruity
stop.
Pebbles
cinnamon
top of the game
just stop
it,
just end.
Cinnamon Life's in my top three bro but yeah. if everyone knows Cinnamon Toast
CTC
Crunch
is the most
is
important
one.
Cereal ever created in the history of the world. It's,
you know what's underrated cereal? Golden Grahams. That's underrated.
Okay. Kristen, this actually wasn't a good idea.
We don't fuck with anything golden this week, all especially right. Goldberg.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that.
I got my guy right here, the champ.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much fun I would have.
Goldberg is going to be it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun one.
Nervous? Do you ever get nervous?
I don't get nervous anymore. I don't get, because I don't take myself seriously anymore.
I love that.
I stopped doing that. And I stopped doing it in fights. I traveled all around. When I was fighting, I was the same way. I used to get so locked in because it was like I'm putting my whole, like, you know, you put your whole person on the line. And it kind of screws up the nature of fighting. Like, I love fighting in the room or underground or something like that, as opposed to going out there. So I started getting to the point where I don't care. I don't really turn on or follow my social media or anything. I have one of the guys do it for me. Instagram I play with because I can kind of joke back and forth and take pictures. But outside of that, I kind of pull myself away from there because we get too brought up on like the hate that we get, you know? And I play a bad character too, so I have people saying some vicious
you
things.
You play a bad character?
No, but that's a good question.
No. I was literally just going to say, bro, I'm sitting here. I'm looking in your eyes. Now you can look in mine if you want. And bro, you're just such a nice,
good genuine guy.
You're so
absolutely,
genuine.
Absolutely.
And a bad guy isn't a participle, adjective that I use to describe you. You know, what are you talking about?
Well, that line between babyface and heel has sort of been fading over the years because people love heels and baby and face. You know, so where do you fall on that?
I'm dirty. I'm a bad.
Oh, this is fake.
No, me is me, but when I go on there, I think it was a big thing that got me here.
Is it like a performance thing in you that pulls it out of you?
I don't know if it's a performance or it's a being. I think it's almost that part of me that I suppressed so much that I get to play with online.
Oh, I see.
Because me, I'm a dad. I got three kids. I got two little girls. So I'm always hanging out with my kids. But then when I go here and I go through the curtain, I mean, I've wrestled some guys. My last guy that I was wrestling last year, Finn Balor, I don't know. He's big baby face from Ireland. You know, I'm out there just murdering him. And it looks bad. He comes in like a couple weeks later and he was laughing. He goes, man, somebody back home was like, you got that Bobby Lashley guy. And he was like, Bobby? Because if you don't know me personally and you just see me there, oh man, it's kind of scary.
This is fantastic.
Scary.
But what
I'm
about
so,
the,
I'm so excited.
I have a flip side.
But was scared that something too. You learned about, you know, from your first run with the company versus like your latest run with the company, like who the character you wanted to put out there on like a weekend basis?
No, you know what happened? I think it was more of society changed because I didn't really change. Because I think right now society's changed from like somebody like me. They don't want to watch somebody wake up at 5 a.m, does his cardio and eats. They want something else. So when I before I was a huge baby face, everybody loved me. Then I came back, I'm the same guy, but the crowd was like, well, we want you to do something on social media, we want you to be more personal, and that's not me. I'm always kind of to myself or my characters out there, so that's all they saw. So people weren't able to connect with me,
because
they really didn't know me so much. So I was like, so I was like juggling, and I was like, you know what, screw it. One day, when I was trying to be a baby face, trying to bleed and beg for the sympathy of everyone, we just switched in the middle of a match. I was going with Kevin Owens.
Great question. Great
and
question.
I just, I flipped the switch on him and everybody was like, and I just murdered him and it got ugly. And then afterwards, everybody was like, oh, Bobby's a heel. I'm a bad guy.
And
that
wasn't
point
planned.
On,
that was just like ring psychology, hearing the crowd, feeling it. Like,
it was what I was begging for.
Right.
Cause you know, of course, with the storyline, we got to follow something. We got to go with something. But this particular time, I was like, man, come on, I'm begging from these guys, sick. But I'm different. I'm the same guy, but I'm different because society changed. So I was like, let me start beating up some of these people that you guys love, and they're gonna hate me. So right now, you know, I'm that guy. I'm that old school guy that
Let's
just
go.
Wants to just beat people Let's down.
Go.
That's why we came with the Hurt Business, because like now you see more acrobatic stuff and flips and everything like that. Not me. We catch them, boom, and just
smash
and beat them down.
You're
so it's
bad.
Like
you're bad.
Yeah.
When's the last time you did something illegal?
Yesterday in Vegas. No, not me.
Like,
no, I got
goes,
kids. I got
less
kids.
Less than 24 hours. Can't believe you asked.
He's like,
didn't think anyone would ask me that.
He's like, you keep asking questions like that. It's about to happen right now.
What'd you do? It's petty theft.
We don't know.
You were talking about the locker room early on, like working out with the guys, you know, when you first got in the company. Was there an older, you know, performer, superstar that you looked up to that maybe took you under his wing? And maybe now, is there anyone you're taking under your wing?
It was. There was a bunch of guys that I took kind of under my wing before, or that took me under their wing. When I first started, I was in the ring with like Booker T, William Regal, Taker was always there, Guerrero was there, Benoit was there, all these different guys when I first came in. So I was having a feud with all these guys, and they were the best. I mean, Kurt Angle was there. There were so many people, so we were getting mentored the entire time. I was a new kid, but I was getting mentored the entire time. They knew they needed me because I had this look that was like, wow, this guy looks crazy, so let's do something with him. So I was getting mentored by these guys. It's like going on to acting. Mm-hmm. Somebody like acting with Denzel Washington, your first part of your career. And that's kind of what it was. You have to learn working off this guy. So that's what I did. But then now I came back and I kind of, the only thing I do with the guys now is I kind of like slow them down a little bit, because right now we're fast paced, boom, 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 everything's so quick. And we got to like ground them so that we can, so the crowd can, so we bring the crowd in. So that's what I try to do there. But a lot of the guys now, they're already kind of stars in their own right because either social media or because of some of the independents. So when they come up, you can't really mentor them so much because they already think they're already good.
Ooh, well, we do have a budding WWE superstar in the building right now. Any words of advice for Logan Paul?
Oh,
Her Business.
Look at me, dude.
Her Business. Oh, that'd be
her
sick.
I'm hurting
he's
right
in
now.
The Her Business. Dude, that'd be sick.
We got a
with
business
Bobby, that'd be
I'll
sick.
Get,
I'm in mental dude, and physical man, pain. You know what I forgot to mention, dude? I'm sleep deprived. Like, that's what I didn't say. That was the one thing I forgot because I can't remember anything because I'm sleep deprived. It's my, like, fifth day in a row of 3 hours of sleep, and I made a big mistake. It was 4 a.m. I couldn't go to sleep. I had the best idea ever, and it kept me awake the entire night. And the entire plane ride, and I'm just like,
your tweets were on one left.
Bro, I was going crazy. Bro, it's 4 or 5 a.m. I couldn't go to sleep. I was like, oh my God, I have to get up in a couple hours. So I took melatonin, like hordes of it. And then I woke up. I was like, this can't be real. I can't actually have to be a
zombie.
Did you sleep on the flight?
No, because this idea was plaguing my brain. It, bro, I can't.
Flush it out.
No.
What? Get it out there.
This is single-handedly the greatest piece of IP and idea I've ever had in my life.
Bold.
I'm devoting the last quarter of this year to it.
Plot twist. It's a horrible idea. You're just so sleep deprived that you're like, dude, you're
Kevin,
like,
is this?
It's possible.
You're like this. Edible microwaves. I know it sounds crazy, but trust me. They heat themselves up. They're delicious.
Hot ice. You heat up the ice cubes.
I had someone tell me, the other day they were over microwaves because the radiation.
Well, yeah, people.
I don't rock.
Yeah,
I
microwaves
don't do anything
and
microwaves
no good.
Anymore.
Bobby Lashley might not mess with microwaves.
Huh? Nah, he fucks with microwaves. Yeah, yeah. You got to heat shit up, bro.
Always.
What's your max bench?
I don't know.
Really, you'll just put his weights on until there's no weights left in the gym. Is it over 1,000?
I've been over 500.
Good Lord.
It's more than me twice. Mm.
But I mean, now I've gone away from that. I don't lift. I lift heavy. I don't try to see how heavy I can lift.
Do you still love lifting as much as you did as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all my workouts are challenges. I always do different kind of challenges.
Well, the Uber driver, who I mentioned was like a big fan of yours, he
Why
said
you talk
that he,
like that.
He said that he found
no
pictures
one actually
of you
talks
online,
like
as a
it's
kid,
a
and you were like scrawny with
it's
glasses.
Talk,
like,
dude,
did you always have the physique
cat.
That you
it's
have now, or you sort of looked at yourself in the mirror one day and said, you know what, I'm about to hit it?
I started like when I was like 8th grade or 7th grade or something like that lifting because I was tiny. My first year wrestling in high school, I wrestled at 112.
Oh,
I was a little
112?
Tiny.
112?
Whoa, yeah, that was me too. You were 112?
For my freshman year.
Bro, that's the second pounds. Lowest weight class. The, yeah. It only went to, it was 103 and 112.
Yep.
It's like Quinn. Yeah. It's very small.
Wow, that's why. So you were a late bloomer.
Yeah. I didn't start. I got over 200 when I was at the Olympic Training Center. So after I went through 4 years of college.
Oh, okay.
Because I went to a smaller college, so I won nationals my sophomore, junior, senior year. And then I went to the training center. It was trying to make the Olympic team. And at that time, I started getting real food and real training and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Course.
And my natural weight jumped up to like 230, 220. So I was hanging around there before. And then even right now, I look bigger than I weigh a lot less than I look.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, when he first appeared in the WWE back in the day, you were instantly likable.
Yeah.
Because just like the way you looked on screen, the way you carried yourself, and so what you were mentioning before, I think like you had a like shooting star was ahead of you, but now finally like it's all coming to fruition as the champ.
Yeah, it's a good time now. Yeah.
So let's get it going.
What are we doing?
He goes. What are we doing? Like that could have gone anywhere.
Are we doing the boxing thing, or are you going to join the herd business? What's going on?
Could be anything at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NFTs.
NFTs.
You fuck with NFTs or crypto?
I've been in crypto.
Yeah. That a boy. Yeah.
All right. I love it. There's so much. So I'm collecting stuff all the way across the board.
Anything.
I have the ones that I really like, but then I have, you know, a bunch of ones that are just pure gambles.
Right.
You gotta take that risk, dude.
You have to.
You gonna take any risks here gambling tonight in Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I hate the blackjack table. A little
Same.
Bit.
Same, man. Yeah.
SummerSlam like after party. We'll see
you. You're net positive so far?
What am I? No, I'm a little down.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a little bit down.
Okay.
Not much.
You'll come back.
Maybe about 50 You'll come bucks.
Back. I'm trying to leave half M's, half mil, bro.
Dude. Oh, you on the high rollers table?
No, I came with like 20K.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
What do you think of his hair?
It's nice. It's nice.
Bob, should we trade? You want to rock this? Caleb, can you swap it? Yeah, can you swap my hair on?
I'm getting there too. We say he's like a human cat hybrid kind of that hair.
It's a little Kramerish.
Yeah,
right?
They call me Kramer sometimes. Okay, well, yeah, they call me Kramer.
It's a look. Yeah, it's a look. It works for you.
Thank you, Bobby. I think we're gonna be friends. I'm gonna sit closer to Bobby.
No, don't move.
This was your call.
You think he's the champ, man?
Now it's getting awkward.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Bobby. Bro, Mr. Lashley, thank you for coming on and pausing,
yeah,
bro.
Man,
the number one podcast in the world, of course, bro. And yeah, can't wait to watch you tomorrow night.
Yeah, man.
I'm stoked.
It'll be a good one.
Anything else you want to say before you?
Nah, man. It was just an honor to be on here. And don't give up on that boxing thing.
By the way, I'm being completely facetious. No, I'm fucking obsessed with beating the shit out of people in front of a bunch of other people.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing on the planet to do. Joe Rogan always makes this joke. He's like, I don't understand why these guys would like they have the money why they'd sacrifice their health and get in the ring. Yeah, I don't know why he talks like
that. I don't know why these guys think they can boss.
And at first I didn't either.
Wow. You gotta be actually kidding me right now.
No fucking way.
No actual
somebody's birthday.
The champ is here, Bobby Lashley.
That's what we do, huh?
Yeah. Vegas.
Where's Mike? Woo. You son of a bitch.
Thanks, girls.
Even the dog got up.
Once again, shout out Marquis. Shout out everybody at Tao. Tao. Appreciate
right.
you guys. You're like family to us.
Yeah, let's just still go.
Fantastic.
Thanks, girls. It's a celebration. Impulsive.
This sparklers go probably longer than we all expected.
Yeah. All right,
thank you,
girls.
It's still going. I mean, at what point is that a fire hazard? Hold on, do we get the drinks?
Nah, I think they just want to show us that they have them. They just want to let us know that they're
available. They're like, we have these.
Come this way when you're done.
Great. All right, thank
Thanks,
you,
Robbie Lashley.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you guys.
We'll see you out there on the blackjack tables, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hey, guys, sorry about that cut there. Welcome back to Impulsive, the world's number one podcast. I'm here today joined by Logan Paul. He's on his phone. Logan, there's a lot going on in the social sphere these days, people chit-chat and talking. What are your thoughts on – I want to go back to the robot that the Tesla guy put out. Do we know what it does yet? I pulled up an article on
it. Okay, look, we could go on and on.
I mean, we should just go on at least once.
What's the movie? I, Robot?
Yeah, yeah. So, all right,
we've
all right,
seen
all
right. it 1,000 times.
Say it like the TikTok.
They're
going
to start.
I can't take it any longer.
I've already seen a. I'm not good at it yet.
All right. Musk hinted that the ultimate.
I've already.
Did you see my sock? Can you zoom in on my socks, by the way? Dude, why are you zooming in on my socks, bro? Tesla bought it. Exactly what Tassel.
Oh, we're really doing this.
He hinted that the ultimate goal is for the robot to eventually be able to replace the most dangerous, repetitive, and boring tasks. He specifically referenced sending the Tesla bot out to go get your groceries at the store as an example.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I swear that if I see a fucking Tesla bot
right.
walking down the street
aisle
with groceries,
set,
what do you think I'm going to do?
Fuck that thing
fuck
up.
Fuck it up.
I'm trying to probably crash it over with the car.
Don't
be
look
that.
At me. Don't be that. Don't be that.
Like, what were they thinking? It's too early for this shit.
Don't be that.
It's too early for this shit, dude. It's 2021, bro.
So how does it work? Elon Musk's brain is in each Android?
Is that what it is?
Will your Androids learn? Do they dream like an iRobot?
The long-term vision is to replace most labor, and Musk reiterated his support for universal income. What the fuck does that have to do with
it?
So
it took a weird
wild
twist.
Wild turn. Wild turn.
That one was from left field. I like where his head's at, dude. And you know what else I like about Elon? Is he's like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to put a chip in your brain. We'll start with pigs. It doesn't work yet, but it'll happen eventually. Next up. We'll make a truck. It'll come out. Well, it'll come out eventually, right? The Android thing seems that, like, is this one going to be one of those robots where you kick it? You, like, bully this robot.
And it's like,
And you fuck it up and it, like, falls over and, like, stands up right? But eventually... Yeah.
It's going to fight back.
The robot's tired of being
100%.
Fucking kicked.
The same way as your bully in high school, dude. You know?
No. The kid that got bullied. We've all seen of that kid flipping the other kid onto his back and breaking his spinal column.
I'm sorry. I must have missed that video.
Well, the robots are going to be able to suplex. That's what I'm telling you.
Are they, like, superhuman?
Superhuman blow up dolls.
All right. Anyways, what else is going on?
I bet
dude?
Those things could jerk, dude. I bet those things could fucking stroke a wiener.
What else is going on? Man, you ever thinking about maybe getting back to, you know, actually living life instead of just being a fucking blivet?
So my issue is this, and which is why this idea I mentioned earlier is like perfect for where I'm at in my life right now, is like now more than ever, I really am feeling like the most creative I've ever been in my life. Like something is blessing me with like these creative. I put it in my phone. Creative orgasms, bro. I swear to God, my mind is full of like amazing fireworks. I call them creative orgasms.
Well, do you find that marijuana has like heightened your like creative sense? Like,
I'd rather find buried treasure.
Have you ever found Have you ever been close to one before?
No.
Don't
believe in it.
You don't think there's buried treasure? We were in Ibiza,
I don't think
for example.
X marks the spot.
Any chicks in the funnel right now for potentially repopulating the earth?
Losing more and more faith in myself, Mike, in that arena.
Later in this week, your brother calls you an STD-ridden whore.
Yeah.
That is only headed towards Ibiza and being a 50-year-old Molly addict.
Yeah.
That can't get his dick hard. Do you think that's true?
No, I think... My dick is hard all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Is it actually? Yeah. Well,
Dylan, aren't you the producer
of this program?
Yo, you know what's crazy is that like everyone's like even like you mentioned Jake in the episode later this week. He's like, yo, you're a whore. Like you're STD ridden. Like, yeah, I just want to like stand up for myself in the future. Cause Kevin mentioned this, like I was having like a fun moment, and like for entertainment purposes, like it was funny to watch my brother berate me in front of millions of people, and it'll be clipped and great. And like, surely, like you know, a girl that I care about will be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'll be like, it was a joke and I should have said something. And like, so I'm saying something now proactively
because
I can, because I can predict the future because the episode's coming out later this week. I'm saying this, bro. I'm not a dirty little slut. Okay. And I just got an STD test because my brother made me think I was a dirty little slut. And I'm a clean, large angel.
Oh.
Well, on that note, are you introducing, are you reintroducing condoms into your life? Or are you just.
No, I'm not. I'm abstaining, Dylan.
Oh, just no sex.
It's been 2021 has been about abstinence the whole year.
No, because I thought 2021 was really like, I think condoms are back. I think they're back.
They never went away, Dylan.
Yeah.
Maybe they went away for you.
They did. They did. For a while.
Is this normal that. Are pit bulls like. When their puppies not quite know how to use their muscles, Quinn has a tough time climbing on anything. He also takes so many naps, dude, and I'm worried that his muscles just aren't developing.
Like he's atrophying because he just naps
major
so much.
Major muscle atrophy.
Anybody ever tell you that he looks like the president of like Egypt?
Oh, okay.
Not even of Egypt, just like a presidential figure of some sort. You know
I was thinking more like Harvey Dent.
As long as it's not Harvey Weinstein, I guess.
Two-Face from Batman.
Oh, yeah.
No, his face is different colors.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what kind of socks are you wearing? Like, who would actually wear something like that?
This is a TV PG show.
I don't know. I just put them on, and honestly, it's so fucked up because it's actually the exact opposite of who I am as a person.
Wait, did you cut these ankles, though?
Nah, that's the style. Stupid.
Are they, like, in?
Dude, no.
This is something Greg Paul would do.
This is in. I took them out of the package today, and I put them on, and I was like, I'm going to wear these. Are you rolling?
I'm rolling.
Well, who you aimed at?
What? I'm aimed at, you guys are just tossing it back and forth.
No, it's good. It's good.
You all fucked up.
We got this camera.
Oh, I like that little tiny one. Can you show that on the handheld? Like, look at the little tiny camera down there. It's like a fucking 2 feet off the ground. What the fuck is that thing, bro?
We crushed the setup today. It was quite wild because we're missing Danny. Because Danny's not here.
Oh, Danny, if you're seeing this, hope you're feeling better out there. And also, if for some reason you're still watching this episode of Impulsive, I do have to say the next episode of Impulsive that comes out Thursday of this week, which is the Jake Paul episode, funniest episode I've ever been on in my entire existence.
It was a pretty good one.
Just thinking of what happened on that episode makes me laugh.
I'm excited to watch it.
There was a clinical
episode.
I'm very
excited to watch it.
Hilarious.
A critical episode.
Clinical and critical.
Yes. A clinical episode. Yeah. It was so funny that you were pronounced dead on the scene.
Yeah. Legitimately. Paramedics called in.
I died of laughter. Literally.
George had a malfunction of some sort. And he couldn't stop laughing, bro.
He had an attack.
I was gonna tell him this, you know. He sometimes just laughs like that, like a lot.
I love that though.
What was your take on that performance of George in that moment? Because you threw him off the set, basically.
Yeah, he kicked him off.
I did it in like a fun way, but it needed to happen. It was too much.
Like,
I'll keep it rolling, but like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. Take it outside.
You've lost your mind.
100%.
I saw him stop at the door. I go, no, take the lap.
Yeah.
And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Walk it off.
As you walk.
He goes. We're like, dude, we just figured it out. I don't know. We're both at the same time. Like, George is having his own podcast over there. He's giving his own responses, responding to those, and then laughing at his response to his response. And then he goes, well, because the chair, the guest has got a swivel. And he starts cracking up, and you go, you see, like, that wasn't funny. And he's just dying.
Bro, let's outline the whole episode for them so they don't even have to watch it next week.
It's a tease.
That was
tease.
My favorite part.
No, yeah. What was your second favorite?
Fuck you.
Bro, Mike texted me 20 minutes ago. He goes, me and you, man. Me and you. Because George didn't make it. I said, huh? He said, dude, the show today. And I said, what show? Oh, Jesus. And then he said, no dogs. As I just flew 7 hours from Puerto Rico with my dog.
They told me before you guys came in. They're like, yo, that dog, man, he can't come in here.
He's not a dog, man.
Dog, man. He's not allowed, bro. He is a bro in a fucking house.
I just did my thing.
Dude, what?
What up, bro?
What?
Bro, what the
Yo.
Fuck?
Hey, I brought you a gift. Hold on. These are my gifts.
Dude, it's Riddle, dude. Riddle, dude,
bro,
you brought me gifts?
From WrestleMania.
No way.
Oh, that's nice.
No way. Oh, wow.
I know you're getting stunnered, but it's still... It's WrestleMania, bro. You were there.
I mean, I got kicked in the face. I was bleeding. It wasn't my night either. But, dude, that was our very first. I don't know if you know this. That was your first WrestleMania. That was my first WrestleMania. We shared that together, bro.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
That's actually cool. That's special.
It was pretty sweet. What's this?
The dog.
The dog.
Yeah, boy. Hell yeah.
Say hi to Riddle. Clint.
Yeah, say hi, buddy.
Dude, he pees when he gets excited. Oh, he's one of those.
You know. Don't we all?
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Riddle, bro. This is fantastic. This was an awesome moment for me, and to have it put in plaque form is sick.
Yeah. I need to get some plaque work. I don't even have anything like that at my house yet. You know, I'm just, you know, I got the kids and everything's crazy, and I got alligators, you know, so I got to take care of them too. And, you know, just keep them busy. Yep. Keep them busy.
Yo, can you use both mics?
I can do it all. I can do it all.
Hey, are you fucked up right now?
No. Well, you know, I get that. I get that all the time. People are like, yo, how flashed is Riddle? And I'm like, honestly, this is just kind of like how I've been my whole life. Even like, I'll watch tape of me like actually flashed, and then I'll watch tape of me not flashed, and I'm like, it's the same guy. I'm like, I just don't remember one thing, and I'll remember the other things.
But where are you from?
Honestly, I was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Let's go. Shout out PA. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So we got the, you know, Pennsylvania native, but then I was raised in upstate New York, Saratoga Springs. I don't know if you've ever been to America's oldest racetrack or harness racetrack.
Let's go.
Yeah. There's some history here. Battle of Saratoga was kind of the turning point of the war, bro. You know, I got some facts. You know, I'm not just watch a lot of Animal Planet, too. I got some shit going on.
You're a modern-day Spicoli.
Yeah. I get that a lot too.
Spicoli.
You know, so but dude, how have you been?
Not bad.
Yeah, you had that sweet fight.
It was good.
That was pretty tight.
Yeah.
Showed the world that you could go.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I've just been having so much fun, dude. Living life, just feeling creative, like exercising, stretching that creative muscle, making some fun, smart business moves. Just doing my thing, bro. I'm just vibing.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're light years ahead of me. But, hey, you know, different folks, different strokes, you know. And I think
I say that.
It's a good saying.
That's a great
saying. You know, it's
saying,
a good saying. And, you know, just different paths. But, you know, sometimes these paths, they cross. And that night at WrestleMania, our paths crossed for the very first time.
Hell, yeah.
Damn.
Bro. Hell yeah. That's
Damn.
Cool.
I appreciate it, bro. So, I just want you to, enjoy the plaque. Enjoy everything you're doing. You know, I don't know how. Am I allowed to stay? Am I supposed to?
Yeah, hang out for a second.
You can stay.
I can stay. Is that allowed? Am I allowed to chill?
We're leaving. I mean, leaving. But you can stay.
I'm going to leave when you guys leave it right before so you can do the adios to everything. You know, I'm not going to be that.
Do you want to do the goodbye with us?
Yeah, if I could.
Yeah, of course.
If you would.
Of course.
Oh, is that happening? I just wanted to ask him what he puts in the zipper in his sandals.
I actually, right now, I have nothing in the zipper. I have everything in the bag.
What would normally go in there?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, I put the wedding band in there. You never want to lose that.
Married.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Married, three little stallions at home,
wow.
Three children.
Must be nice.
Yes, it's great, you know. But what happens usually, I kick off the flops into the crowd. And what usually happens, I'll get them back, and sometimes they go into the crowd, whatever. And when I'll get them back, I'll open them up. And then I find little presents in there from the crowd.
Wow.
I'm not going to go into detail of what kind of presents I get, but I get presents, and it's pretty sweet most of the time.
Anything illegal?
It depends on where you're at.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. You know?
Definitely been some panties in there. You ever find panties?
Well, you know, come on. If there was, I wouldn't know about that. You know, that's not, you know, got to keep it. Sometimes you don't need words. The sound effect does it all, you know?
You gotta
That's, I think, the truest thing you've ever said. Dude, I can communicate with my friends sometimes just through sounds.
Yeah.
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 You love pizza?
I love pizza. Not Vegas pizza, no disrespect. Yeah. I lived in Vegas for 6 years, fought in the UFC, you know? But, dude, no, Vegas pizza fucking sucks.
Well, you're from New York, bro. It's a some of the best pizza in the world.
Dude, New York pizza? I know, and I'm upstate Saratoga, but I still go down, and you know, it trickles up a little bit, you know, trickle down, trickles up upstate New York. But hey, good pizza in the Northeast.
Connecticut, best pizza in the world.
Brick oven?
Yeah. Peppy Sally's Modern. Right. I'm from Connecticut.
Yeah. Bro, right, if right you...
Here. I'm going to be in Connecticut in a couple days.
Oh, at the headquarters.
Yeah, headquarters. Boss man. You know how it is.
How do you like Connecticut? you hang out there often or no?
No, they There's rarely invite me. It's usually when I'm doing really good or really bad. So
Which one's this one?
I think it's good. RK. Yeah, RK Bro is a thing. You know Randy. I mean, it's not a stunner. It's an RKO, but it's a little... But, dude... Stallion guy, I'm a stallion. You got a bro, you got the Viper. Put it together.
Wow.
Dude, RK Bro. And it's a thing now. We're together.
You're a human Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yes.
Seamus was saying that to me, and he was actually in the movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He was the Rhino. Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, the most recent one.
Yeah, of course. I saw it.
Yeah,
you
were there. But it's like, so he said that to me. But yeah, I mean, I watched it as a kid, but like I said, I got three kids. One of them was one of my twins, and she looks just like me. And talks just like me. And the other one, they're fraternal, so they look different. But the one that looks like me literally acts just like me and talks like me just from
Hold on a second. You're a dad?
I'm a dad.
Oh, come on. Three Father stallions three. At home.
Yeah, you can't, dude.
You can't have biceps like that without kids.
You can't look like this. And you're going to get... Somebody's going to... You know, you can't be this good. You can't be this good.
He's got
a
point. He has a point.
You know, I mean, but then again, you know, you're kid. You know, you're doing your thing. You seem like I don't know your
personal.
I'm
a mess. He's got three kids too. He just doesn't know where they are.
Oh,
disaster!
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not saying.
Just punch myself in the face with the microphone.
Yeah, well, that'll happen. You know.
How long has that flow been growing for?
The flow, I gotta trim it up sometimes, but the flow's been going for a minute now, probably about 4 years. You know, and it makes my job easier because, like, when you get punched with short hair, it just kind of looks like shit.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
But when you get punched with long hair, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that shit's theatrical.
Or even, like, whenever I fire up and I'm like,
damn.
Damn, bro.
Bro.
And everybody's like, oh, shit, it's the bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they get crazy for me. SummerSlam's tomorrow. Randy Orton, RK Bro versus AJ Styles almost for the Raw Tag Team Championship. Bro, I'm back in Las Vegas where I sired all my kids and I met my wife. It's going down at SummerSlam.
Let's go.
Look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought, bro?
Not us.
Not us. No way, dude. Yeah. Woo.
All right. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, you got
it.
Yeah.
I need that now.
Sorry. I'm sorry I'm so amped.
No, you should
I'm
be.
I'm sorry I'm not amped enough.
Wait,
dude.
What pool?
No, man.
I've been going.
What you do. This is rare for me. To
what pool,
all these
by
microphones
the way?
By my face.
Can you stop asking fucking questions?
Bro? Oh, you want to exit off? All right. We'll just take
I'm
an exit.
I'm on the cusp of death.
Okay.
Hey, do your thing. Do your thing, guys.
Little bro, I appreciate you.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Dude, here we all are in Vegas, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We love you guys. Hit that subscribe button, thumbs up. Anything else you want to do, a comment, just, yeah, you could do that.
Love you, George.
Yeah.
We're really sorry, George.
All right. We love you, George. Bye, y'all.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.